Two Phoenix, Arizona police officers involved in the violent arrest of a deaf man with cerebral palsy are now on paid administrative leave.
Police officers Ben Harris and Kyle Sue are now off the street 63 days after they were seen on body cameras punching and tasering Tyrone McAlpin with little warning after jumping out of a vehicle. Police tried to stop him in a convenience store parking lot right before the violent arrest.
Hand behind your back!
McAlpin is deaf. His attorney says he could not hear their commands. The original report was for a white man creating that disturbance. McAlpin is black. Prosecutors have decided to drop charges against McAlpin. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The lights are coming back on in Cuba. The Havana Electric Company says power has been restored to 89% of customers in the capital after multi-day blackouts sparked protests. Hurricane Oscar made landfall Sunday evening and prolonged the blackout. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
End-of-life decisions are hard. Be it pre-planning or sudden loss, you need to have an advocate in your corner, which is why I wholeheartedly recommend Drennan & Ford Funeral Home and Crematory in Port Angeles, the only locally owned funeral home and crematory in Clallam County. Their expertise ensures a smooth process so you can focus on healing and being with your loved ones. Their help through the darkest time in my life will forever stay with me. Call 360-457-1210.
Here is why voting yes on both the upcoming school levy and bond measures is easy. What will the construction bond do to my taxes? Great news! Nothing. It's not an extra tax, just phase two of a disciplined 30-year plan that's already happening to rebuild or renew all Port Angeles schools. The middle school rebuild is already on time and on budget, with an emphasis on local contractors. We just need to stay with the plan. Easy call. Paid for by Port Angeles Citizens for Education.
AONP News brought to you by RE/MAX Evergreen Real Estate. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. 457-6600. The Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction announcing that 70% of Washington's kids now have access to school meals at no cost. But the state underestimated how many students would participate, leading Superintendent Chris Reichdahl to request an additional $17.5 million a year in the next budget cycle to continue feeding that many kids. Port Angeles gearing up to present the first draft of new regulations for things like food trucks at their Planning Commission meeting set for Wednesday evening. The public invited to attend and give input. Meeting runs from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Port Angeles City Council Chambers.
Here's your News Radio KONP forecast, brought to you by Olympic Game Farm. Slight chance for showers this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 54. Winds out of the north, around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 39. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Slight chance for isolated rain showers Thursday and Friday. 50 Thursday, 51 Friday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 54 Saturday, 51 Sunday, and 50 on Monday. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
It's the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio KONP. Now, here's Todd.
All right, welcome to the program. Going to spend the first segment today talking with Winston Churchill. You're wondering, how are you doing that? Well, we're going to talk with the guy who's tonight going to be personifying Winston Churchill in a one-man show, David Payne. Last week, we talked with him on the phone. It's my pleasure to have him in the studio today to give us a little bit of the flavor of what you'll get tonight at Field Arts and Events Hall if you pick up tickets. Now, I should say, if you pick up tickets and you need to hurry over to jffa.org. That's the easiest way to get tickets. There's less than 50 left. So after you hear a bit of what you're going to hear now, you're going to want to do this because it's a history lesson and entertainment all wrapped into one. And so before we talk with David Payne, we're going to talk a little bit with Winston Churchill. And here's Winston Churchill and what you're going to hear tonight. Winston, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely my pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about your adventures.
My adventures, well, firstly, I have had many adventures here in America, as you probably know. I had a lot of adventures with FDR, as I used to call him, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Of course, we met a lot during the war, especially when America entered the war. So FDR and myself used to have lots of discussions during the day, war planning, really. They were rather intense, but they always ended abruptly at 5 p.m., so we could have what FDR called children's hour. During children's hour, you weren't allowed to talk of war, but you were allowed to sip cocktails and engage in silly talk. Of course, the more cocktails you sipped, the sillier the talk became.
I love it. So there's a little bit of how you're going to hear David Payne tonight as Winston Churchill. David, it's great to have you in the studio.
Nice to be here.
We talked on the phone yesterday. I was excited to finally that we were able to get it worked out so we could have a face-to-face in the studio as well. So I guess let's just backtrack a bit from what our discussion was last week. How did you get started doing this show?
This show started in 2020. When COVID hit, we were in the middle of my other one-man show. We're touring America, and in the March of that 2020, when COVID really hit, we had the rest of our shows for the year cancelled. That was, I think, it was about 70 shows we had cancelled. So that meant my wife and I had nothing to do for 9 months. So my wife started doing cross-stitching, did some very good cross-stitch, the map of America, can you believe, and Tennessee, where we lived, and I wrote Churchill.
Amazing. Now, have you had a fascination with Winston Churchill up to this point?
Well, yes, in a way. It may not look it, but I'm 82 years old, so when I was a teenager and a young man, Winston Churchill was a very important figure in our lives because he was Prime Minister of Great Britain. Well, I in a way that I could understand it. We grew up with Churchill.
Yeah.
So when somebody, when it was, we were talking about who, what, if, could I write a new one-man show? Winston Churchill was the obvious choice in one way because I didn't know him personally or necessarily that well, but he was part of my life. So what better opportunity than to play him? And I was old enough to play him and play him when he's sort of nearing the end of his life.
Right.
Well, not quite the end of his life.
And we'll talk a bit about the show because it really is a flashback show more than anything. But as you just heard, I mean, you sound like Winston Churchill.
Was
that difficult for you? And then in your show, because I've seen clips of this, you personify him. You've got the walk. You do the gestures and all of that. How did you do that?
Well, to come with the Churchill voice, you've got to realize that he didn't speak fast. One of the reasons he didn't speak fast was he always had a speech impediment. People would never have known that. So it slowed him down. And then you've got to get the phrasing of Churchill and the way he spoke. And then you've got to get your voice down to the level that he was. And so that was the hardest thing. I could get it for like 10 minutes, and then I'm back up to normal. So I had to be careful I didn't go from Churchill to C.S. Lewis.
which was your other, the
which
other show
my
you
other
do,
one
right?
Yeah. Show. So, and when I do C.S. Lewis, I have to be careful I don't do Churchill. But so it worked. I can easily do the Churchill walk because I'm 82 years old and struggle with walking. So that's easy. I've got a walking cane that I come on with. And people see me sit in the chair and I go down very slowly and they think, oh, he's a great actor. He's sitting down just like Churchill. Well, I'm not a great actor because I sit down as slowly as Churchill did. So.
Now, don't give that away. That's... You also have the token cigar you bring out.
Absolutely, the token cigar. We did a preview of it a long time ago when we were trying to find out whether there would be interest, and we did it for an American audience in Nashville, Tennessee. And for some reason, I didn't have the cigar. I thought it, yeah, I'll leave it for mm-hmm. now. And then we gave people a sheet to fill in afterwards. What did they like? What didn't they like? Etc. And then so many said, well, where was the cigar? So we have the cigar. We just don't light it.
Yes. Take us through how this show is. It's a one-man show, but really it's a look back on relationships that Winston Churchill had, and especially with some very important women in his life.
Yes, it's most people know Churchill for the World War II leadership of our country, Great Britain. What I wanted to do was find the man behind that. As Churchill says, that war lasted 5 years, but there were 65 years of lifetime experiences mm-hmm. that led up to that war, very important experiences, including the people that he met. And of course, much of the moving parts of, you know, where people really feel as though it gets emotional is when he talks about the three important women in his life, his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, which was a very special relationship, and of course his wife. And he talks very movingly about his wife, and it's and rightly so, because he adored her. He says that he was credited with many achievements. He said, but my greatest achievement was marrying a clever, formidable woman who was quite incapable of ignoble thought.
Research into putting this together. I mean, this is different. That you have to be, you know, factual and find, you know, and I'm sure you take a few liberties in presenting this, but how did you put together all of the ins and outs of what Churchill would have said?
Read biographies, yeah. Went to lots of places. A number of Churchill historical societies who have already done quite a bit of the research. What I was looking for was the things that people don't know, the personalities he met. And some people are going to find when they come along, I didn't know he met him. Oh, I didn't. And so they're going to be surprised. I won't tell you who he met, because if you want to find out...
You need a ticket, and you got to come
along
tonight.
Yeah.
That's right. You enjoy doing this show.
I love doing this show. It's. I'll do it as long as this body will let me do it. I don't like traveling, but at least I have a nice wife that travels with me and looks
she's
after
in
me.
She's in the studio
she's
with us right
here now,
right?
Yeah, checking on me. And but I don't like travel. But, you know, with all that travel and all the problems that come with it, it's all worthwhile when I get up in front of an audience and they enjoy what I do.
This has got to be difficult, though, because it's just you and you're going an hour and a half or so of... And you even mentioned it. I mean, staying in the voice, there's some physical toll that happens mm-hmm. in putting this on.
Yes, it's more physical to do it, play Churchill, than C.S. Lewis, for sure. But I don't want to sound boastful, but I wouldn't do this if I couldn't hold an audience. Mm-hmm. I want the audience eating out of the palm of my hand.
We talked about this on the phone last week. This is entertainment, but it's educational as well. What do you hope an audience leaves with? You already mentioned a few of the, I didn't know he met him.
Yeah, they'll be surprised at the number of people he met. They'll be surprised how many presidents he either linked up to 11 presidents during his political career. They'll find out about things about Churchill that they never knew. They'll find out how humorous he was. People will be surprised how much they laugh, because the show at time is very funny indeed. And he had a great sense of humor. Above all, in a way, I want people to go away and say, that was worth every penny I paid to see it.
Well, I think it will be. You got to get a ticket, though, because the clips or anything like you'll see tonight, well worth it. The relationship between the United States and the UK, we talked about this last week. Do you think if Churchill had not come along at the time that he came along and the situations that happened with he and FDR and all of that, we'd have the same relationship we have today?
I'm not so sure you would, because he, don't forget, his mother was American.
Right.
So he had an American start in one way. But the best way I can describe it, he talks about the many kindnesses he'd received from the American people, and in particular one major honor that America bestowed on him. They'll find out about that when they come to the show. But when he resigned as prime minister, he had one more meeting with his group of ministers, what he calls the cabinet. He had one more, and one of the things he said, never abandon your relationship with America.
Well, we're going to learn a whole lot tonight and be very entertained with it with Winston Churchill. I can just say that because I feel like Winston Churchill's right here.
And we're really looking forward to seeing you.
Very good. That's David Payne. He is going to personify Winston Churchill tonight in his one-man show called Churchill. As I mentioned, just a few dozen tickets left. We want to get those things sold out, get people into Field Hall tonight for what will be a spectacular show. This is in cooperation between Field Hall and the Wanda Fuqua Foundation for the Arts. So go over to the foundation's website, jffa.org, right there on the front page. You can click and get your tickets, and I'm sure they'll even have it. We'll call for you to pick up. So, David, so glad that you drifted in, Winston Churchill.
Very glad to be here. David Payne's glad to be here. I'm glad to be here as well.
Well said. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about some band music on the other side of the break right after this.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio KONP.
I understand that as our world becomes more automated, receiving personalized service from a real person is more meaningful than ever. I'm Dan Chappie, and as a farmer's agent, I know a thing or two about how to help you select the insurance you want so you can
protect what matters most.
Call 360-681-0696 to learn more and chat with me, a real person and experienced farmer's agent, today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Red Carpet Car Wash in Carlsberg is always adding to the list of things they provide to keep your vehicle looking brand new. The full detail shop is just one more service to check off that list. Not only will your interior and exterior shine, your engine will sparkle too. Red Carpet is also getting some winter upgrades, including new equipment in the manual bay and new vacuums. Call Kyle today and let him get you scheduled for your red carpet treatment Tuesday through Saturday. 360-461-0826.
Steve Therringer is honored to be your state representative, working with you to fund education, strengthen our healthcare system, making investments in our ports and parks, and promoting new forest products. We need to improve access to healthcare, improve long-term care, and protect our environment while growing our economy. By working together at the state and local level, we can build thriving communities to help our families flourish. Please vote Steve Therringer so we may continue working together to make the Olympic Peninsula an even better place to live.
Paid for by Therringer for state representative, Democrat.
Welcome to Volunteer Spotlight, sponsored by Jim Hagwood, PA Realty. This is Alan Barnard, and this Volunteer Spotlight shines on Rita Marston, a volunteer at the Port Angeles Visitor Center. Her fellow volunteers tell me that Rita is always cheerful and excellent at handling all situations. She tends to needed materials for staff, mails out information requests, and keeps visitors and local information, maps, and attractions stocked, and always knows where to find answers for all who ask. In short, Rita Marston is that go-to person at the core of the Visitor Center, putting Port Angeles' best foot forward for our visitors. If you know a person or group you feel deserves this spotlight for their volunteer work, email info@radio-pacific.com and we'll contact you. It's said that service is the rent we pay for our space on Earth. That's why we present this Volunteer Spotlight, sponsored by Jim Hagwood, PA Realty.
Mike Chapman has proudly served our community as an elected official since 2001. Before that, he was a law enforcement officer. We've seen extremist threats to abortion access, and Mike has never stood idly by when there's a threat. That's why he has always been 100% pro-choice as your state representative. Mike would be honored to continue standing up for our freedoms as our next state senator.
Paid for by Chapman for Senate Democrat.
Oh, it just seems like the time just flies. It just felt like I spoke just last week, but I know it was not that long ago with folks from the Squim City Band about their last concert. Well, now they're back with their next concert, which is coming up very fast. In fact, very fast as in like days away fast. We'll chat a bit in this next segment with Tyler Benedict and also Vicki Blakeslee here to discuss. I had to get my notes in right because it's called Words of Notes is the name of the concert that's coming up. So thank you both for coming in. Let's talk about the concert. Give us the nuts and bolts because now you're back inside.
So this is our first of three indoor concerts. Right. And as you may, if you were a fan of the Squim City Band before, you know, we've kind of found different venues to play in. We've had some growth. Last year we played all of our concerts in Port Angeles, a couple in Field Arts Hall and one at the Port Angeles Performing Arts Center auditorium at the high school. We're going to play all three there at the high school auditorium. It worked out well for us this time around.
Part of the let's be realistic about it. You're so popular that you need the seats.
Yeah, we do. and really, a lot of it has to do with the stage size, too, for us. And we have some great partners with the symphony and the band there that are helping us. Yeah. You know, we have to carry a lot of instruments and equipment. And we don't have to do that when we play at the Port Angeles High School. So it's actually, you know, we are a nonprofit. It costs us money. It saves us a lot of money to play there. And it's great acoustically, and with those partners, with the symphony, with Jonathan Pasternak and stuff, letting us use their equipment, it's really helpful. And it's a nice space to play in besides that.
All right, nuts and bolts, times and everything now that you're inside.
So this concert is on Saturday, the 26th at 2 p.m. Again, if you're a fan of the band, you go, our concerts always start at 3. No, this one's at 2 p.m. at the high school, and it's Words of Note. So all the music we have is related to literature and poem it's that kind of theme-based. And there's a lot of great music that we're going to play with that.
Are noteworthy.
They are noteworthy, yes.
Create a pun for you there as well. Vicki Blakeslee, you guys excited as a band? Get inside again?
Absolutely. I mean, not only does the programming change from a sort of pops type concerts we have outdoors, but we move indoors, we're playing symphonic band music. Mm-hmm. And for a musician, that's a wonderfully different challenge. And so, we look forward to moving inside and playing that style of music.
Right. Although you did have one that was an outside concert that ended up being inside, but that was a whole other story. We talked about that last time this summer with thunder showers in the forecast.
Yes. And lightning. That was a real concern.
I don't think the Squim Band's ever been lightninged out in a concert, has it? I mean, it's been rain, but not like threat of thunder and lightning.
We have never had that. That was a first.
Always a first. Yeah. Okay. Tyler, take us through the concert. What do you got of note this Saturday night?
You know, like what Blake said about this concert, we were able to get a little bit more serious music. There's three really large symphonic works that we're kind of working on for this one. The first one we open the concert with is a suite. It's Lord of the Rings. And a lot of people are going to go, oh, yeah, I love the movies. Well, this is not based off of the movies, even though that soundtrack is wonderful and it comes through my head all the time. This one is from Johann de May. He's a very well-known composer in orchestra and really in band world. And he wrote a 50-minute symphony, Lord of the Rings. This was back in the late 80s, early around 1990. It was a wonderful piece. We're not going to do the whole thing, though. There's a wonderful arrangement that's about 10, 11 minutes long, and it kind of gives pieces of that entire symphony. So there's a big theme of Gandalf, the Lothlorien with the elves. There's a section, very creepy section, where they're going through the mines of Moria. You can still have that visual of the movie because the music, honestly, has a very similar effect to the soundtrack. A lot of it has a very similar style, epic, orchestral kind of playing. Another big piece that we're doing is of Sailors and Whales, which of course is based off of Moby Dick. And it's a 5-movement work with narration. And the band actually gets to sing a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with the book, there's the...
Blake says, we're going, yeah, right.
I know. The band people go, wow, we get to sing? Actually, they're sounding very nice. And it was very surprising. We got up there and read it for the first time, and they just sang it.
Yeah.
At least they read it.
Well, they're musicians.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't sell yourself short. It's just you're not used to singing, but you can pull it off.
Yeah. But it's the middle movement of that, of the 5, and it's Father Maupel that gives a sermon. So you have to think of this kind of almost Gregorian chant, sacred music kind of thing in the middle of it.
I'm humming it over here.
Yes. And then, but the piece itself, it's very intense music. It's Moby Dick, you know, you're fighting the whale. That's the last movement, and there's a lot of interesting sound effects happening. Yep. The percussion and the woodwinds, they get to play these repeating patterns. And sometimes it's just chaos happening, and it's supposed to be that way.
Right.
Which we're really, I think that'll be a really great piece. I actually personally played it last when I was in high school with Doug Gailey. We played it when I was in high school there, and I have fond memories of the piece. So we're gonna try it again. It probably hasn't been played in the auditorium since then.
Bring it on back.
Yes. And then the last one is James Curnow's "Where Never Lark or Eagle Flew." We've played that. We played it for a 4th of July concert about 6-7 years ago. It really works well inside instead of the outside. Mm-hmm. That's based off of the McGee's or Gillespie High Flight poem. And if you're ever familiar with that, you know he flew his. It was World War II. He flew the plane up to 33,000 feet, and it was awe-inspiring, and he wrote this poem. And then he tragically died 3 months later. And then that became, we're not going to say the poem right now, but it's very, very popular historic poem. And even I think Ronald Reagan quoted it when the Challenger accident happened in the 80s. So this is based off of that poem, and it's a wonderful piece. The band loves to play it. It's got great features, an English horn and a brass, and it's a really great piece. That's where we finish off our program with.
Admission
is free.
Absolutely, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, here's the word to the wise. You want to get there maybe a little early.
Yes.
And get a good seat because it's popular.
It is. So if you show up around 1:30, you can even show up earlier because we're going to have the Boosters, Port Angeles High School Boosters, are going to do a bake sale. And... we are also, I guess we'll talk about this
And that was my next segue into it, is come early and support what is a tremendous cause. A very sad thing that has happened for the band and for our community since we last talked.
Yeah, if many of you would know, if you were at the band or other aspects of life, we lost one of our band members last month, Richard Greenway, very tragically sudden passing. And he was our... He was everything for many things.
He took the pictures. He did the
He was our stage manager, pictures. He was our board member, president for a long time. Yeah. He did a lot of stuff for us.
The key greeter. Every time I've ever done a narration with you, he was the first one that would always come and say hi.
Yeah, he was a recruiter. I mean, everything you could think of. He was so involved with the Swim City Band.
If you think of a keystone that holds up arches, that's... That's Richard.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah.
So we're dedicating the concert to him.
Good.
And then the Port Angeles High School Band Boosters are putting on a bake sale, and the proceeds are going to go towards Richard's son, Quince. He is going to be a freshman next year, and they're planning on taking a trip to Los Angeles with the band program. Mm-hmm. And so proceeds for that bake sale are going to go towards him being able to go.
I think that's a great gesture, right? So get some goodies, support, show your support to the Greenway family, and get Quince to L.A.
Exactly.
next year, which anybody who knows going through band stuff, that gets to be kind of an... Usually what happens is the parents have to kick in and pay to get you there, and considering a little bit different times for that family.
For sure.
Yeah, so... not only did you lose a great guy, you lost a tremendous French horn player too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's not...
Yes, he was one of our great horn player. He also played with the symphony a few times and just all around great guy.
And also helped you a lot with the alumni band.
Yes.
For the 4th of July.
If you ever saw the 4th of July parade, yep. And there was a marching band playing, that was Richard. It was nearly, probably 99.9% of the work done was all Richard. And we're going to keep that going for him.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. All right. So the concert this Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock is when it starts. 2 o'clock. Just so we get all the times and stuff right. And this is going to be up at the high school in Port Angeles in the Performing Arts Center, also known as the auditorium there. Great venue. Lots of comfy seats in it. So, I'm looking at your program. It's going to be a terrific program. Going to be fun to get in. I'll be out of town, so I'm going to miss it. I'm kind of disappointed because this looks like it'd be a great great one to take in. But good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Todd.
We'll see you in a few weeks for the next show.
Yes.
All right. Vicky, thanks. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in. You got anything other than chanting, anything big going for you in your section that you are excited about this weekend?
Well, in my section, which is all the low voices in the band, I'll represent the tubas all the way through the bass clarinets. I mean, this piece has got lots of low driving rhythms and such, so... Let's put it this way. You just get immersed in it and you just play.
Yeah. Well, have fun just playing.
I will.
Will you? All right. Saturday afternoon, take it in. It's a great band. The Squim City Band does a tremendous job. Every one of their performances are well worth it. And 2 o'clock, and you can't beat the price, free. So get in there and get a good seat. Thanks, Tyler. Good to see you.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Vicky. Good to see you as well.
Thank you, Todd.
We're going to take a break and we're going to talk a little business. Maybe about starting your business online and some advice on that when we come back.
Energy conservation has many financial and environmental advantages. The power and water you conserve benefits all of us. The PUD offers a wide variety of incentives to help make your home or business more efficient. I'm Ken Simpson, and I'm running for Clallam County PUD Commissioner. I'll continue to fight for those incentives for you, because conservation makes sense for all of us.
This ad paid for by Ken Simpson for PUD Commissioner.
Tri-State Roofing is celebrating the grand pre-opening in Squim. Tri-State specializes in more than just roofs, siding, gutters, patio covers, and doors. And the best part is, we got you covered with incredible financing. Project now and pay later, much later. Zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for up to 18 months on approved credit. Experience the Tri-State way. We've got you covered 24/7. Call 253-ROOFING.
Tri-State Roofing, we got you covered.
I understand that as our world becomes more automated, receiving personalized service from a real person is more meaningful than ever. I'm Dan Chappie, and as a farmer's agent, I know a thing or two about how to help you select the insurance you want so you can
protect what matters most.
Call 360-681-0696 to learn more and chat with me, a real person and experienced farmer's agent, today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire, Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Red Carpet Car Wash in Carlsberg is always adding to the list of things they provide to keep your vehicle looking brand new. The full detail shop is just one more service to check off that list. Not only will your interior and exterior shine, your engine will sparkle too. Red Carpet is also getting some winter upgrades, including new equipment in the manual bay and new vacuums. Call Kyle today and let him get you scheduled for your red carpet treatment Tuesday through Saturday. 360-461-0826.
In 1980, Washington elected its last Republican governor. Not even California or New York can say that. And for nearly 40 years, our Democrat governor has always been a lawyer. Guess what? In 2024, Democrats nominated another lawyer. Same old, same old. It's time to bring in a King County sheriff. Vote Dave Reichert.
We can't change the past, but the future, that belongs to us. I'm Dave Reichert.
Paid for by We Stand With Dave Reichert, Republican.
Hi, this is Tristan with Tri-State Roofing. We are celebrating the grand pre-opening in Squim. We specialize in roofs, siding, gutters, patio covers, and doors. The best part? We got you covered with incredible financing. Zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for up to 18 months on approved credit. Experience the Tri-State way. We've got you covered 24/7. Call 253-ROOFING or tri-state.pro.
Tri-State Roofing, we got you covered.
Mike Chapman has proudly served our community as an elected official since 2001. Before that, he was a law enforcement officer. We've seen extremist threats to abortion access, and Mike has never stood idly by when there's a threat. That's why he has always been 100% pro-choice as your state representative. Mike would be honored to continue standing up for our freedoms as our next state senator.
Paid for by Chapman for Senate Democrat.
Mark your calendars. Student financial aid workshops are about to start. Get ready to learn more about student financial aid, make an FSA ID, or maybe even start the FAFSA. Whether you're a teen about to start the college journey or an adult looking to start a new career, our student financial aid liaison can help you find funding for your path. Workshops will take place in Port Angeles, Squim, Forks, and Clallam Bay. Check out tinyurl.com/UnitedWayFinancialAid for more information.
After a bit of a hiatus, we're sliding back in on a different day, and as Kevin Holt will tell us, that's all always good.
That's how you make that. That's how you build a following.
Yeah,
that's right.
Anyway, we're going to do our business bit segment. We haven't done this for a couple of weeks, because of Mariner games and politicians and all sorts.
I got sick for a couple of weeks,
and then and then unfortunately Kevin got ill.
Of all things, I got laryngitis, which doesn't work well on the radio.
Well, I've tried it before.
Oh, is that
well,
you ought to? Sometimes you have to.
Anyway, Kevin's back. He's our business guru, and he has a website, by the way, called KevinYourBusinessCoach.com. If you head over there, you can get all of these tips. He posts them up. Has a great amount of information there about things like today's topic, which is all about going online with your business.
Oh, yes.
But maybe doing it in a different way.
Break those rules,
okay.
People. Yes. You know, the North Olympic Peninsula is unique for many reasons, and many of those unique attributes are a source of pride. Others, not so much. One of the not so much reasons comes up over and over again with business. Visitors, new residents, and even some longtime folks will tell you they can't find local businesses online. Mm-hmm. And there was a time when that wasn't a very big deal out here because we did things differently, and we still do. But as we move forward into our tourist season and helping all the new, I mean, 1,000 houses changed hands here in the last couple of years, so we've got new people moving here, helping all of those people better patronize the great little businesses that are here, I think we can change that up. But again, the good news is things are improving, but the pace is way too slow. Mm-hmm. We've got to get some momentum going here. And I think one of the barriers to a wider adoption in local business space is bad advice. This bad advice comes in the form of some somewhat self-serving sounding rules for going online. You can't do this. You must do that. Wait, you're not ready. To that I say balderdash, malarkey, and rubbish, as long as we don't lose the FCC license.
Oh, you're good.
Now, many small business owners have been intimidated by this rule-based nonsense. I'm fortunate enough to be old enough to remember when there were no pesky internet rules. And you know what? It worked okay. We got our little websites up and we started doing business. So today I still want to help local businesses get found online. And step one is going to be to break some rules. In fact, we're going to break them all. We are going to break those rules because we're not going to let following the rules be the enemy of you being found online. So the first option is easy and free, but it comes with a big eye roll, and that's Facebook. Mm-hmm. So here, I can hear those eyeballs rolling in the business owners' heads right now. Nobody wants to get sucked into the social media swamp, and I certainly agree with that. But the smartest thing I ever heard about social media was make social media work for you. Don't you work for social media. So again, let's break some rules and do a Facebook small business page. And I've got to tell you, everything I'm going to tell you right now is absolutely against all the rules of Facebook. Not necessarily their terms of service, but those, this is how you do Facebook right. So if you haven't done anything yet, create a personal Facebook page, but do it maybe for your cat or one of your houseplants. Nobody says it has to be for you. It's just a page you control. All it really takes is an email address and a name.
And people should know, if you're not aware, in order to get a business page,
that's right,
it has to be linked to a personal account.
Everything starts with that personal page. That's right. And so now stop. Put nothing more on that page because you'll probably never look at it again. Instead, look for that little link up at the top that says create a page and select small business. I'm not going to give you a workshop on that. There's all kinds of information online, but being found online for you means telling people who you are, what you do, and how to find you. And again, you can find all kinds of information about creating that small business page any place you want to look. So add your business information to that small business page, add a couple of pictures from your phone, and you're done. That's it. Just stop. Because now there's a place online that Google can find, that Facebook users can find, that will bring people right to you. And now you're being found online. Didn't cost you a penny.
Not bad.
Well, you can't beat the price. And again, just leave it alone. There's ways to turn off reviews if you don't want reviews. There's ways to eliminate any comments. Click those buttons. And then just let it sit there. Because anytime people look for your business, they'll find you. And now let's talk about websites. A little bit different. A lot of people really don't want to get into that. Lots of eye rolling there. But let's break some website rules. Again, being found online, telling people who you are, what you do, and how to find you. And that's all. Now, here's a dirty secret nobody wants you to know. Well, maybe Todd wants you to know, but nobody else. Big companies do this all the time. When big companies want to get something found online, they don't always use their big website. They use a simple, inexpensive website called a landing page. A landing page is a single-purpose site that has one job. That job is to meet the customer online and then send them to the next step. With a big company, maybe it's placing an order or contacting a consultant or asking for a salesperson. But for you, it's meeting your customers online and sending them to your business. So how do I know this works? I have a local small business with a landing page. I haven't touched it since 2016, and it brings us customers every day. In fact, Google even gives us a little report that says, hey, 300 people clicked your link this month. So that's enough for me, and it might be enough for you. The best part is, doesn't cost you so much. So once again, we're going to do Kevin's 7 rules to break when you put up a little website for your business. So here's rule 1. You'll see this all over the internet. Choose an appropriate template and follow brand standards for a consistent look and feel. Doesn't that sound like a nerd power grab? Why would a one-page website need a template? Repeat after me from my favorite movie, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Brand standards? I don't got to show you any stinking brand standards. Let me show you how radical I am on that topic. When coaching an entrepreneur on networking, I'm often told the client doesn't have a business card yet. Why? Well, they're working on their logo. They don't have a tagline. Uh-huh. They can't decide on a design. Well, I just showed Todd my business card.
This is the simplest business card around, and it's terribly effective.
It will work.
Yeah, I know who you are. I know you're a business coach. I've got a phone number, and I've got an email and a website.
Look at that.
And it's all on one page.
Black and white. One little white card.
Wow.
So, you know, I walk the talk because I want to show people, first of all, that's exponentially better than no business card. And second of all, it gives you the opportunity to hand it out for a while, and we'll hear about this in just a moment with your website, but I will get comments from people and suggestions, and I'll make notes of those, and the next time I order those, I'll throw those in.
Yeah.
But I got a business card out the door. I was $10 for 50, and I've got one now, and you can have one too. And if you don't have a business card, that's an interesting way to look into things. So give that a shot. Number 2, use only professional photography. Somebody looking to make a little extra money here? How about you grab your phone and take some pictures? Use that little cropping tool, and bam, you got pictures. Did you ever decide not to patronize a business because you didn't like the online photo quality? Yeah, me neither. Number 3, use a proper website theme and page builder. Or use a one-page basic website that helps people find you online. The F word is focus, and in this case, focus on the goal, getting online. We're not entering a contest for Web Beautiful magazine today. We just want to tell your customer our name and address. And again, one-page websites don't need all these things, but they will bring you customers. And then one of my favorite rules to break, include all the necessary pages like About Us, Products and Services, Meet Our Team, Customer Testimonials, Web Developer Wants to Make a Living, so let's build as many pages as we can. But what do they do for you? Well, very little. If we're looking to get found online, not get married, all we need to do is let people know we're here and what we do and how they can find us. So now, number five, follow all the legal standards for privacy and data security. Or don't collect any user information that needs to be kept private and secure. See how easy that was? Mm-hmm. Just leave it. And again, a simple one-page website can be done in simple code, which is actually a lot harder to hack. And if it is hacked, you throw it away and reload it.
Yeah, right.
It's disposable.
Right.
And your web developer can do that for $25. So then the other one, you know, optimize. This is rule six that we're going to break. Optimize your search engine optimization and update your content frequently. Well, I haven't updated my content in 8 years, and it still comes up just fine in Google. Mm-hmm. Make it a landing page like, some people don't know this guy, but old Ron Propeel and his rotisserie oven. Set it and forget it. Again, I haven't touched mine in years.
But wait, there's more.
It works every day. That's right. But in this case, there's less.
Yes.
That's right. The more today is less. And then, of course, we talk about social media is only for engagement and interaction. Build a following with regular postings, or don't waste your time. Go ahead and put up a Facebook small business page and forget about it. So a person is going to say, gee, how do I talk to these web developers and how do I get them to help me? Well, the best way is to draft a short email called a request for proposals, or RFP. That's what the big guys do. This is a very time-saving way to get input from the web maker community. A request for proposal is a simple email that says what you're asking for. Greetings, I own a local small business. I would like to get a landing page to help people find me online. I would like to start with a one-page basic site. If you're interested in working with me, please send a proposal. Boom. And so hopefully that will filter out the people that want to do a 25-page WordPress for you. Interesting news about WordPress. I don't know if you saw it this morning. WordPress is a very complicated website architecture that uses databases to manipulate the information. People use a software product called a plugin to add features to WordPress, all kinds of features, thousands of plugins, literally. Well, someone has been distributing a contaminated plugin that, once you install it, starts capturing all the information off your site and sending it to those servers in Russia and China. So again, less complicated, less risk. So when you review your replies from your request for proposal, you know, look for people who understand what you're asking for and will show you a willingness to listen and work with you, rather than someone who's going to come to you and dictate for you what you should have, because they're an expert and they're following the rules. And don't be bashful about keeping costs and ongoing responsibilities at an absolute minimum. This is a toe-in-the-water website. It may grow into other things, it may not, but why not start at the smallest possible level? Now, business owners are very creative people, and some of them might say, gosh, is that all I can do? And to that I would answer, yes, right now. The idea here is get online, and at the rule-breaking minimum. And then, like my white business card with black letters, you're going to find things that come up that say, oh, gee, I could probably do this with my website. Or people are asking me for a website service. Lots of people that I see a real benefit for. Well, that's great. You know, that's how those struggling sites like eBay and Amazon did it. They just, when the Internet Archive comes back online, and that's a whole other news story, check out the oldest pages of eBay and Amazon when
really
Jeff was selling
primitive.
Books out of
very,
his garage.
Very primitive, yeah.
Well, and that's what Jeff Bezos did. He said, well, I'm going to get some books and sell them out of my garage online and see how it works. And if it doesn't work, then I'll
move on to
use my
else.
Garage for something
yeah,
else.
Right.
Exactly. So you can now update and grow your website into areas that do you the kind of good you need done for you, rather than have someone else tell you the kind of website you need and here's the big bill you have to pay. So, you know, we have been off and on and in and out. Our schedule for the rest of this month is subject to what I like to call the silly season.
Mm-hmm.
But when that election is over and peace returns to the valley, we'll come back. And I want to talk about the potential impact of something Pepper covered on the news here. And that's that 98 space RV park that's coming in, very possibly up there at Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pepper gave us the teaser. I'm looking into it a little bit deeper, but imagine a place where 98 people can pull in and park And I did some searching before I stepped in today to see what the average stay is. Very hard question to answer, because all of the results right now are how long can I stay and can I live? And because of our housing crisis, the most common questions online are, how can I live in an RV park forever, because all I've got is this RV? But when you get down through it and you get to the marketing and you find the places where the answers are, it's 7 to 10 days. So that's 98 people, 7 to 10 days. I mean, we're basically talking about adding a hotel and a big one. Mm-hmm. And so those of you that remember my earlier shows about working with a potential tourism side hustle,
Have some, as they say, proverbial fish in a barrel.
Exactly. And they've got a lot of amenities planned, but they can't do everything. And the most exciting thing to me is that's going to get us a little closer to that $200 million we're missing out on. Yeah. When we get 98 people at a shot coming in, staying for 5, 7, and 10 days up there at Deer Park, coming right through town to get to all the places they want to go. So other people are seeing the potential for tourism revenue here. I hope those of us who live here and have to put up with the people going west down First Avenue, like somebody in a big SUV did, I guess, day before yesterday, my wife was telling me, we need to get into this so we can start getting some of that money, too.
I got to ask you, your landing page for your business, what do you got on it?
Where we are, what we do, and we have added a Google Map inlay so you can find out how to get to us, and we have a little diagram about how to get to the parking lot out back.
And that's it?
And that's it. You know,
don't have maybe an email?
No. We don't want your email. We want you to call us, and then Angel will discuss what services you want and how we can move you forward.
That's why I bring this up. It's that simple.
Exactly. And again, you want to focus on how you do business. Now, other people might say, gee, I really need an email on my website. Mm-hmm. Great. Do it. But an email does us no business good.
URL. Do you have a unique URL?
We do. It's it's on Google. We're everywhere you can find us. Golden Nails PA.
Okay.
And it looks like Golden Nail Spa.
Because that's the one. Maybe that's the one thing to think about on your landing page is if you can come up with something that is going to be relevant and unique, maybe to your business. Yes. That makes it a bit better. But
a lot of people here add Port Angeles or PA to something that wasn't unique. You can also add the word your, as in your business coach. Yeah. There's many ways you can wrap other words around your core business name if your core business name is already taken.
All right. But just do it. That's the thing. How many people? Right, I know a lot of folks that are in small businesses, and they're not even really online at all.
Well, they're not. They're fighting a lot of fires. They're getting the stuff done. They forget about the important while they work on the urgent.
Right. And you can buy a radio ad that tells people to go to that website.
Very affordably at a wonderful station that has a huge following that put our business on the map. I mean, Angel and I were brand new here, didn't know anybody, advertised on KONP, and had to hire a second manicurist immediately.
And then the next thing I know, Kevin Holt's on the air doing this bit with me, and he's also cleaning my parking lot occasionally.
All things done. Whatever is needed, we're here to make it happen.
All right. KevinYourBusinessCoach.com. You can get all of the tips and advice there, and we're going to get back to normal over the next few weeks and back to our regular schedule.
Back to abnormal or whatever
your business bits. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Good to see you. We'll take a break and check in with the news next.
Hi, I'm Morgan Grawl Worthington. I'm a local educator and the head coach for the Port Angeles High School fast pitch softball team. I've known Randy Johnson since the age of 10 when he coached my little league team. Randy has always been a big supporter of the youth in our community through his leadership in 4-H, the YMCA, and juvenile services. Just as he has supported our kids, I am proud to support Randy for re-election as Clallam County Commissioner, District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Randy Johnson.
Have you been searching and searching for someone, anyone, to install, repair, or replace your windows? What about looking for someone to install a new exterior door? And what about a skylight? Or a new glass shower enclosure? Or even a glass railing system? It can be hard, if not near impossible, to just get a call back. We at Hartnagle Building Supply sympathize with just how difficult it can be to get fast and dependable glass services. It's why we created our newest division, Hartnagle Glassworks. With over 80 years of combined experience, our team is ready and excited to help you on your next project. Whether it's big or small, residential or commercial, installation or repair, we can pretty much handle anything related to glass. Contact us today at 360-417-8388 or at hbsglassworks.com. Angelus Millwork and Hartnagle Building Supply, building homes, building community since 1906.
My dad taught me how to fish here in the river by my grandparents' farm.
Today, I'm teaching my kids to fish in the same river. The family farm is in my hands now, and I'm glad that when I had a chance, I voted for a PUD commissioner who cared about our future, not just the past. I voted for Phyllis Bernard.
I'm Commissioner Phyllis Bernard, and I serve to help make sure that your children and your children's children have a green future on the Olympic Peninsula.
Paid for by the committee to elect Phyllis Bernard.
Need a urologist? Urology is back at Olympic Medical Center. Doctors Laurel Mast and Timothy Hewitt have joined our team, seeing patients for urology care at OMC starting this fall. Whether you're dealing with prostate problems, incontinence, or a feeling that you always need to go, a referral from your doctor to OMC's new urologist is just what you need. Learn more today at olympicmedical.org/urology.
Hi, my name's Adam Birnbaum, and I'm running for state representative in the 24th Legislative District. Too many people in our community are struggling. We need less ideological extremism and more bipartisanship. My campaign is about working with everyone to build affordable housing, create well-paying jobs, and improve our healthcare system. Our district deserves a candidate who will focus on common sense solutions to the most important issues in our community. Learn more at electadambirnbaum.com.
Paid for by Elect Adam Birnbaum, Democrat.
The North Peninsula's News. The North Peninsula's Talk. News Radio KONP. Port